Well, he's pretty agitated. He doesn't want to play cards. So he says, well, where's this shit going? And they look at him like he's crazy. What do you mean, where's the ship going? It's literally like they don't even understand what he's asking. So he says, well, who are you people? Like, where'd the ship come from? And again, they look at him like, what are you talking about? Nobody answers him. They just look at him like, what planet are you from? Play some cards. Order a drink. So he goes over to the bar, because there's a bunch of people there too, and he tries to strike up a conversation. They're all drinking and laughing and having fun. Same thing. He says, well, what's the name of this ship? Where'd this ship embark from? Where's it going? But he looks at him like, as if he's asking a crazy question. They say, have a drink. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. He doesn't want a drink. And he's very, very upset. He can't even get an answer where the ship is going. And somehow he's on it. He wants to know where he's headed. So he goes out of the bar, takes some stairways and hallways, and gets to another deck higher up, and the second deck up from that one. There's some people playing shuffleboard, having a great time, laughing, socializing, exercising. And he goes over to the one that looks the friendliest, the nice little old lady that looks like she would answer his question. And he says, look, please help me. I don't know how I got here. I woke up this morning. I didn't book passage on this ship. I didn't buy a ticket. I don't know how I got here. I have no idea what's happening. Nobody will tell me where the ship is from. Nobody will tell me where the ship is going. And as he's talking to her, a wave comes over the side of the ship on the platform, hits the old lady, and then pulls her to the edge of the boat and off into the ocean. And nobody pays any attention. Even though there's 10, 15 other people standing right there laughing, playing shuffleboard, they don't even interrupt their game. They just look over, keep playing. Now he's losing his mind. He can't imagine what's going on. There must be a dream. He must be home in bed, and he's dreaming he's on a ship. So he pinches himself and does all those standard things you're supposed to do to see if you're dreaming, and it doesn't seem like he's dreaming. It all seems very real. He starts yelling. The lady just went overboard. Isn't anybody going to do anything? And a couple of the people turn and look at him and say, want to play shuffleboard? You can't believe it. It's mind-boggling. So he goes to the next deck, and the whole thing repeats itself. Nobody gives him an answer. Everybody seems preoccupied with whatever they're doing. And finally, one man wearing a nice suit and a very crisp tie and a beautiful fedora hat, looking very elegant, seems to be more conversational than everybody so far. And he says, yeah, every deck is like this. We play cards, we play shuffleboard, we have lunch, we have dinner, we go to the bar, we dance, we watch movies. And he says, but what about the old lady? Nobody did a thing. She was washed overboard. She's dead by now. Nobody even reacted. Yeah, that happens all the time, every day. Every day a wave comes or something happens, somebody just drops off the boat. Well, aren't you going to do anything about it? There's nothing we can do. What do you mean there's nothing we can do? The guy just can't believe what he's hearing. What do you mean there's nothing you can do? He says, well, we tried. Other times before, people tried, but Didn't matter. The person just got swept off the boat anyway. So we gave up trying to do anything about it. Might as well just enjoy our beer and enjoy cards and have a good time.